NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio Tuesday English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Ding Wenjun.
I'm Zhu Haoyuan. Today is Monday, 5th of December, the 13th week of this term.
Here is a roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
The CCTV host Ni Gemaiti has come to the media museum and shared his history of being a host.
I think most people, regardless of their professions, will come across a period of time when their everyday work becomes a means to an end instead of a passion for life.
RMB's depreciation has hit overseas travel to a great extent.
We haven't seen clients cancelling their trips because of the falling yuan, because air tickets are very cheap now.
Not much impact on us if we don't buy luxury goods.
The Thanksgiving shooting in Louisville has caused two deaths.
We now turn to Louisville, Kentucky, U.S., where a shootout on Thanksgiving Day has left two people dead and four people wounded. The gunfire erupted at a park where people gathered for the community football tournament for Thanksgiving.
And comment on the popularity of webcast.
If you search the internet, we'll find a great deal of webcasting platforms. And from my perspective, my roommate is really crazy about watching webcasting.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On November 22nd, the CCTV host, also our alumnus, Ni Gemaiti, has come to the Media Museum and shared his history of being a host. The students were greatly ignited by his speech. Our correspondent Erica was there.
It is widely accepted that difficulties always come before success. Our guest today also talked about his hard times in early years.
I think most people, regardless of their professions, will come across a period of time when their everyday work becomes a means to an end instead of a passion for life. So when I came into that period, I was so desperate to change, to go back to where I started, to be young again. I was eager at that time to again touch those burning passion for the world, to be curious about the unknown, to treat my work with sincerity. And now, when I look back at those dark days, I saw the most important word, that is sincerity.
To be a host, however, requires more than good looks and pleasant voices. So what could one do with their inner parts?
You have to listen with all your heart, because everyone around you could be a legend. You have to observe your guests, your audience, and you'll see the grief or joy behind their eyes. You have to feel the existence of other people, their ways of living, their stories of life. There may be things which you couldn't express at the moment, but there is one thing you could do, to feel the ground beneath you, as well as the people around you. They are all heroes of their own story.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Erica. The speech was really thought-provoking, and actually, there will be several similar lectures held by the Media Museum in the next few weeks. Pay close attention if you are interested in them.
Wang Guan, the chief correspondent of CCTV America, who graduated from CUC, came back on November 23rd to share his experience with the students on how to tell the story about China. Our correspondent Alan was there.
Now, thank you. And I believe that most of you are very familiar with Wang Guan. And now I'm at the spot of his speech. Let's go and see what he will say.
When I came back from Paris Peace Conference,
I thought if I could use propaganda for war, I could also use it for peace. But propaganda is a bad word because Germans are using it. So what I did was to find some other words. So we founded Council on Public Relations. 之后呢，这个人就影响了美国历届的政府。
And also, he put forward his thoughts on how to let Chinese voice heard. And he said that we should share the same right of speech with the Western media. So that's all about my report. Back to your studio.
Thank you, Alan. It was just so terrific. And I believe most of the students on the spot has learned a lot.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Overseas travel from China is expected to take a hit as the RMB continues to weaken. Travel agencies in the U.S. say that many overseas tourists have begun to cut down their expenses on buying gifts and shopping for luxury goods.
We haven't seen clients canceling their trips because of the falling yuan, because air tickets are very cheap now.
Not much impacts on us if we don't buy luxury goods.
We haven't seen clients canceling their trips because of the falling yuan, said Jia Yuan, General Manager of CCH International Travel. Because air tickets are very cheap now, with one-way tickets from China to the U.S., sometimes as low as US$300. Therefore, the depreciation of the RMB doesn't really impact air tickets. But the costs of hotels, car rental, and tour guides have risen. So, Chinese tourists want to cut down their travel itinerary.
On November 22nd, a woman doctor of Peace Hospital in Changzhi, Shanxi, was attacked by a man during the consultation. She was stabbed 9 times and each stab was life-threatening. One of them even pierced the heart. The doctor has had several surgeries and now she is still in danger of death.
After the incident, the hospital carried out the surgery schemes immediately and had several operations on Dr. Shen. Now she is still in the intensive care unit and in danger. The doctor in charge gives us a specific introduction on her current situations. What we can do is to wish her sooner recovery.
It has been confirmed that the incident is not a result of a medical dispute, but pure violence. The assailant was a father whose daughter was receiving treatment because of hand-foot-mouth disease. Now the girl is recovering well and no dispute has happened before. The assailant has given himself up to the police and an investigation is underway.
Okay, let's look at the international news. On November 24th, Thanksgiving Day, a shootout took place in Louisville, Kentucky, U.S. It interrupted at a park where people gathered for a community football tournament for Thanksgiving. The shooting caused 2 deaths and 4 injuries, according to the latest survey.
We now turn to Louisville, Kentucky, U.S., where a shootout on Thanksgiving Day has left 2 people dead and 4 people wounded. The gunfire erupted at a park where people gathered for the community football tournament for Thanksgiving.
The police found the bodies of 2 Negroes in the greensward. The 4 wounded citizens were not in danger of death and had been sent to hospital at once for medical treatment. Witnesses say panic broke out after around 20 gunshots were suddenly fired. The Louisville Metro Police Homicide Unit is now investigating the incident. There have been no arrests so far.
On November 24th, the Vienna Zoo officially unveiled the names of 2 baby pandas born there in August. The pandas were 4th and 5th cubs born to mother Yang Yang, who has been in Vienna since 2003. Another 3 are Fu Long, Fu Hu, and Fu Bao.
We weighed both of them a couple of days ago. The male weighs 5.5 kilograms and she weighs 6 kilograms. If we consider that on their birthday, on August the 7th, they only weighed 100 grams, naked and blind, then this is an enormous growth. Their eyes are open, they can crawl a bit, and they're already playing with each other. So things are looking up.
As for the names for them, the male is called Fu Ban, meaning lucky companion, and the female was named Fu Feng, or lucky phoenix. the official name plates were unveiled by Austrian Vice Chancellor Reinhold Mitterlehner and Chinese Ambassador to Austria Li Xiaosi on the ceremony specialty held for the lovely twins.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. 74 workers have been confirmed dead and another 2 injured after a working platform within a power plant's unfinished cooling tower collapsed on the morning of November 24th in Jiangxi Province. President Xi Jinping urged local authorities to step up rescue, treatment and follow-up efforts. Premier Li Keqiang called on rescue workers to put lives first by saving anyone who was trapped and by treating the injured.
A knife-wielding assailant wounded several children in northwest China's Shanxi province Friday noon. The knife attack occurred near the San Li Cun primary school in the city of Hanzhong. According to witness, 7 students and 2 passers-by were wounded in a vicious event. Investigation is underway.
South Korean President Park Jin-hai approval rating fall to 4%, according to a weekly survey by Gallup Korea released on Friday, posting the lowest for any South Korean president. Park was identified on Sunday by prosecutors as an accomplice to Choi Soon-sil, Park's decades-long friend, who was indicted for multiple counts including abuse of power and extortion. In her second public apology earlier this month, Park said she will accept a direct investigation into herself. Park's lawyer, however, reversed the recommendation and rejected the interrogation call.
A thematic exhibition to mark the 400th anniversary of the death of Tang Xianzu and William Shakespeare opened during the unveiling ceremony of China Culture Center in The Hague on Thursday. The exhibition takes the Tang-Shakespeare conversation as the entry point and leads visitors to an integration of Oriental and Western cultures. As the 29th Overseas China Culture Center, it will continue to hold cultural activities like art exhibition to promote cooperation between the two countries. On November 21st, the 7th China Student Television Festival's opening ceremony and press conference were held at CICC. The television festival is sponsored by China Art and Literary Association, Chinese Television Artists Association and CUC. Originating in 2010, the China Students Television Festival aims to provide students a communication and learning platform, as well as bridging the gaps between students and TV industry.
Well-known Japanese anime director Makoto Shinkai held his first press conference in the mainland at CUC on November 22nd. Besides promoting his latest film work, Your Name, Shinkai also shared his experience and opinions after working in animation field for nearly 20 years. The Chinese anime directors present at the conference said that they had learned a lot from the conversation with Makoto Shinkai.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. English soccer's governing body launched a review Sunday into an escalating child sex abuse scandal to discover what professional clubs knew about crimes between committed by coaches and what actions should have been taken at the time.
Paul Stewart was a top-flight footballer playing for Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham and his country. But for more than 4 decades, he's kept quiet about the alleged sexual abuse he suffered at the hands of a former football coach as a child.
Bad enough that it probably ruined the rest of, you know, the rest of my life in terms of mental state. I've suffered that pain, if you will, and agony for 41 years. Since it started. It's not just me suffering though. I mean, you know, I have a family, a wife and 3 children. They've had to endure the difficulties of what it brought.
No such investigation was launched by the Football Association after Barry Bernal, a coach at the centre of the scandal who was linked to Manchester City, and Crewe Alexandra, was first convicted in 1990 in both the United States and England for molesting players. He has taken former victims of Bunnell and other coaches to waive their anonymity over the last 2 weeks to bring a fresh light on the abuses they suffered while trying to break into the professional soccer. The players' union said more than 20 players had called them with the allegations of abuse. Former Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard has retired from professional soccer and is considering a number of options about his next career move. The 36-year-old Gerrard, who has been a captain of England national team, announced recently that he was leaving the Los Angeles Galaxy after 2 seasons. Gerrard says, "I am currently taking my time to consider a number of options and will make an announcement with regards to the next stage of my career very soon." Argentina fought back to beat Croatia 3-2 and win the Davis Cup.
Argentina, 6-4, 6-2.
For the first time in dramatic final in Zagreb, Croatia, Croatia led 2-1 going into the final day and looked on courses for their second title when Martin Šivić led Juan Martin Del Potro by 2 sets to love. However, Del Potro staged a remarkable comeback to win 6-1 in 4 hours 53 minutes. Federico Del Bonis then swept past Ivy Kovalik 6-3, 6-4 in the decisive 5th contest to clinch victory. Kevin Love set an NBA record by scoring 34 first quarter points as Cleveland Cavaliers beat Portland 137-125. The 28-year-old three-time All-Stars tally included 8 3-pointers and was their point shy of record from player in any quarter. Love's exploits come after Stephen Curry claimed a record 13 three-pointers in a single game for Golden State Warriors earlier in the month. That's all for sport. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. People shoot basketball on a dam which was 183 meters higher than the basket. Though failed twice in the very beginning, they insisted to try for the third time. Then a Guinness World Record was broken. There were different factors like the impact of wings and the spinning of the ball. Yet they challenged to throw in. These terrific guys were from an acrobatics team called How Ridiculous. Yet the effort they had made were not ridiculous at all. Thanksgiving was coming soon, which meant the fighting towards turkeys had run its horns. Turkeys adventuring in kitchen were made into a funny video. What would happen if you have got a turkey and a kitchen? In this video, the kitchen was burned in 1,000 ways. People struggled through all kinds of difficulties to get a perfectly roasted turkey, only to find the dish smashed into pieces on the veto table. It would be the last time for Obama to pardon a turkey on this Thanksgiving. Obviously treasured, this last performance was filled by dozens of cold jokes. Obama's daughter were not with him at the moment. People guessed that it was because there were enough of those terrible jokes. Call a pilotless plane to go home. Wait, you yourself won't be inside the plane. They were just trying to light up your way to home. An app was developed to offer illumination at night to convoy you towards your destination. Call a marine of your own and become a shining star in the darkness. Earth VR can help you to observe the world like a giant. you have no need to go out with EarthVR on computer. The software can be downloaded from Steam. Users of other stage, however, have to go out to see the same thing before next year. An interview towards the Fantastic Beasts crew was revealed. Eddie, as Newt in the film, had maintained frequent contact with the Fantastic Beasts. Happily, he only needed to nurse his little daughter in his real life. Was a pity or good luck? Using lips as canvas and painted on skin. This was what Aurora Jenkinson was trying to do these days. She used to be a blogger of makeups. Each of the arts on her lips and jaw needed 1 to 2 hours to complete. Inspired by cartoons, TV series, and fashionable culture, she drew cartoon characters like The Simpsons and SpongeBob, as well as celebrities like Angelina Jolie and Donald Trump. All these stories started with a request from his friend of a minion on lips. You may call it from a minion to the world. When an owner of a dog asked her pet whether she was smarter with glasses on, her dog seemed to be stunned and dropped its saliva. Obviously, the girl had got an ideal response from his honest dog. That's all for entertainment. Let's move on to the commentary.
Hello and welcome to today's commentary. This is the commentator Yan Chenxi.
And this is the commentator He Mi.
Hey Johnny, what do you usually do when facing your phone screen? I mean, what kind of app will draw your attention?
Me? I like to battle in social medias all day long. But a lot of friends around me like doing some online live shows.
Oh, you got the point. Online live show. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. The popularity of webcasting. You see that the word live is no longer restricted by television. When we were kids, we had live broadcasting at that time, and then we watched the live sports competition on TV with our families. However, it's fairly common for us to enter the online live show room now. Don't you think so?
Yeah, and if you search the internet, we'll find a great deal of webcasting platforms. And from my perspective, my roommate is really crazy about watching webcasting. And every time they watch webcasting, they forget dinner and forget about time.
And the similar thing happened in our girls too. I've seen my roommate, and she entered an online live show room, and the host was her high school classmate. And he was there to say some funny stories and sing songs and talk about his recent lives, and his old friends are all in the room and watching him. I believe that this recalls some brilliant memories between them. I think it's such a good thing. But there are also other types, like someone will show the whole process about makeup. And I believe that so many girls are fans of them.
And I'm also a fan of online game webcasting. When I was in summer vacation, I watched webcasting all day long, stay up very late and get up very late.
Oh.
My father was really angry about me. He said, this webcasting is no benefit to my study and my body health.
This reminds me of another person. I heard it from my friend. He said that his roommate's webcasting every day. I mean, he hosts the webcasting every day. And according to my friend's description, his roommates are doing things can be described as meaningless. Most of the time, he just kept the idle chatter. Or just making a call to the fan. And chatting with some cold jokes. Which really makes no sense to me, but it is said that he earns so many money every day, and he earns like 30,000 a month.
And I think that's quite enviable income for a university student.
And I wonder how he plans to use this part of money. Will he use this part of money to continue his webcasting? Or just live an extremely luxury life
Well, that's really a bunch of money, and I think this money also comes from we students. These students, they get money from their parents, and they use this money to buy some gifts to encourage the host to broadcast more and maybe give more exciting or interesting content.
Actually, there's another thing. There's some people, some girls, they do the webcasting for earning money, so they make the video become erotic, and they make use of this line to appeal more male audience. And that's how we say that the online live show are chaotic.
Oh yeah, I noticed this problem too, but don't worry. I hear that related laws have been under the way to restrict this chaotic phenomena.
Months ago, the State Administration of Radio, Film and Television set rules about the online live show platforms. They say that if you want to do an online live show, you need to be qualified. You need to have the certification that given by the government. I do believe that this method will work because it restricted the origin, but it's this origin that makes the webcasting becomes various, becomes diverse. We can see that there are all kinds of people. They have different works and they know different knowledge, so they can teach us all aspects of things through webcasting, and you can learn a lot. Not just focus on some bad things. I mean, there's still positive signs, and there is a lot of positive signs that they're far more than we expected.
Just take Bilibili as an example, and there are a great deal of talented people on the app and teach you how to draw and how to make handworks, just like an apron.
Make an apron, I've heard of that.
Make an apron, and they also sing a song and makes our life more interesting.
I really hope that I can learn to bake.
Oh yeah, there are also some bakers or cookers on the website teach you how to cook a delicious dish or make a really appealing cake.
After all, webcasting is a platform that shows the diversity of our internet, and it depends on how we choose and what we see. So I hope that all you guys can watch your interesting thing and learn something which is really helpful to your life. So thank you guys, and that's all for today's show. I'm Yin Shuxi, see you next week.
I'm He Ming, see you.
Thank you, Yan Chengxi and He Ming. We will offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
With the coming of first snowfall, the lowest temperature has fallen down below zero. Just grab your coat and keep warm. The winter is coming. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Ding Wenjing. See you.
And I'm Zhu Haoyuan. See you.